This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you at 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, and think about joining the Bright Side Ben team as well. If you're the kind of person that likes to help people, if you're the kind of person that likes nutrition and health, and you obviously are if you're listening to this, longevity is the perfect business for you. If you're listening to this program, longevity is the perfect business for you. If you're listening to this program and you're somebody that just likes these kind of alternative but logical, alternative yet logical ideas about health that we talk about on this program all the time, I like that, alternative but logical. Why should something as logical as using nutritional supplements to make the body run more effectively be alternative? That sounds so crazy to me. And if it sounds crazy to you, and you want to make money helping people understand why it's crazy, why nutritional supplementation can be so valuable, why lifestyle strategies can be so valuable, and you want to have a business, a win-win business that makes a difference in people's lives, a positive difference in people's lives, your friends, your family, your loved ones, strangers, call 866-735-2470, tell them you want to join the Bright Side Ben team for one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also sign up off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts up as well on all our websites, and we're doing our moment of truths, 60 to 90 second videos that I do every day. We're posting those at criticalhealthnews.com every day, and then we're also posting on our Facebook page. You can go like our Facebook page or follow our Facebook page or ask to join our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. I'm thinking of doing a Facebook Live there on this coming Saturday. In fact, I probably will do a Facebook Live, and I'll be doing more Facebook Live. So that's a great way for me to be able to answer questions. We do it on this program, of course, we answer questions, but on a Facebook Live, I can answer much more questions, and we can cover a lot of specific topics and a broader range of topics than we can on the radio program, because I can do it as long as I want on a Facebook Live. So you want to ask to become a member of our Facebook Live page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. We also have posts and videos and such up as well. Thank you to Nasima for setting that up. And then don't forget to check out our Truth Treatments products at truthtreatments.com. Truth Treatments, plural, truthtreatments.com. Got new products as well as specials running in January, truthtreatments.com. All right, so we're talking about the skin. Actually, we took a little digression on our last program. We talked about cancer. I was reading about how John Lewis, the congressman from Georgia, had stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and they wanted to, and they he's undergoing chemotherapy, of course, and pancreatic cancer is a big-time cancer. It's one of the worst that you could have, and he's in stage four, which means it's spreading around his body. But when I read it, I knew that we were going to start, and we are starting to see more and more stuff about pancreatic cancer, about chemotherapy. And so I think it was really important. I took a little digression. I think it's really important. And I'm not going to beat a dead horse here, but I just want to there's certain things about how we treat cancer that aren't in our interest. Chemotherapy is not in our interest. If it's really, really your end stage, you don't have any other options, okay, maybe I could see why you would undergo chemotherapy. And there is a certain amount of success that it has, although it's not much. However, the trick to dealing with cancer is to deal with it in its early stages or before it happens with lifestyle changes. And that includes spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical. And if you have cancer, the trick to dealing with it is to help yourself feel better. That's the goal, to feel better, to feel stronger. And you can feel better and you can feel stronger by changing how you live your life. And that's on all levels, mental, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. And I am guilty of not emphasizing spiritual, mental, and emotional as much as I should. But I'm going to start mentioning it more. I'm going to start talking about that more. Because if we really care about health, we got to work on all the levels. I don't want to be, I don't want to practice allopathic nutrition where you say, oh, I have this problem, I take this supplement. Or this supplement is for this disease. I don't like looking at the body that way. I don't like looking at it as a one-to-one issue where you use nutrition like you would use drugs. And the pharmacomedical model does this, by the way. They'll do tests on vitamin E to see if it works on lung cancer. And then you'll see a study that says, oh, vitamin E doesn't work on lung cancer. Vitamin D doesn't work on osteoporosis. Essential fatty acids don't help people with heart disease. It doesn't work that way. There are so many factors that are involved. And basically, it's how we live our lives on all of those levels. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. In terms of cancer, when your body's not operating on firing on all four of those cylinders, it's a four-cylinder engine. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. When your body's not firing on all those cylinders correctly, your immune system will become suppressed and you'll be more likely to get cancer. It's not like something causes cancer. Anytime somebody says this causes cancer, you immediately can put that phrase and maybe even that person, but definitely that phrase, into the delete file or the ignorance file, because it's ignorant. It doesn't understand. I don't mean that in a pejorative negative sense. I'm just saying it doesn't take into account the facts. It ignores the facts. It's literally ignorant. Nothing causes cancer directly, with the exception of perhaps shooting cells with ionizing radiation, but certainly not lifestyle kinds of things. As problematic as they could be. Your body is equipped to deal with mutations, which is what starts cancer, mutations, changes in the genetics. And oh, by the way, while we're on the subject of genetics, I've been seeing a lot of these 23andMe kind of things where they do genetic testing. There's a few of them out now. That's another bunch of hoey. It's not the genetics. The genetics plays a role, of course. That's information. But how that information is used is epigenetics. And epigenetics is always happening. Epigenetics, epi meaning superior to, above, transcendent to, the genetics. There's factors that turn on the genes. Exercise turns on the genes. Caloric restriction turns them on and off, I should say. Various nutrients turn them on and off. Thinking turns them on and off. You want to know about an epigenetic factor? Thinking is an epigenetic factor. Anybody who doesn't understand or doesn't account for or doesn't believe in mind over matter, psychosomaticism, mind controlling matter, isn't taking into account all the facts. They're ignorant of all the facts. And by the way, when it comes to mind over matter, just lifting your arm is mind over matter. You think about lifting your arm and your arm goes up. That's about as classically mind over matter as it gets. Mind builds matter. Mind makes things happen. And emotions and mind, I'm linking mind and emotions together because they're kind of like two sides of the same coin. Mind leads to an emotion. It's technically an emotion is the bridge between a mental and physical. it's kind of a link between mental and physical. So mind leads to, mental leads to emotion, which leads to physical. Of course, emotion then leads to mental, so it's a big circle. So I lump them two together, but in a way, emotion is right between. Emotion is how we think about certain feelings. Emotions are how we think about how our body feels. That's a very interesting point there. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you if you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, skin health issues, questions about ingredients or formulations or the longevity products, which are all available at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, by the way. 844-236-6010 is our number. Truth Treatments can be purchased at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. So, we're talking about the invisible nature, the lifestyle aspects of health, the logical but alternative aspects of how we stay healthy, and we really want to hit hard the idea that we're multidimensional beings, so health is a multidimensional process. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical. You know, life appears to be non-compliant sometimes. Our world, our universe seems to be non-compliant. It's not showing up the way we want it to show up. Chances are pretty good when that's happening. Something is, we're operating in a way that's affecting our lives, but we're not conscious of. There's so many factors that affect our lives that we are not conscious of. There are so many factors that affect our lives that we are not aware of or conscious of. That's called the subconscious or the unconscious. People think subconscious is a place or a thing. That's in your subconscious, so like it's a little box somewhere. That's kind of the impression people get when they hear the subconscious affects your physical, your body or your health is affected by things that are subconscious. That's not a place. That just means things you're not aware of. How you think, for example. How you feel, for example. Before I went to break, by the way, I was talking about the link between mind and body. The link between mind and body is what we call emotion. Emotion is the link between mind and body. Your mind has thoughts. Your body has feelings. A feeling is not an emotion. A feeling is a feeling. It's actually a sense. So when you feel bad, that's not an issue because feelings come and go. The problem is when those feelings stick around, when we label those feelings. When we label those feelings, they now become an emotion. They now become something. And this really cripples people. This seemingly out of control emotional roller coaster that most of us are on really is, it's an anchor. It keeps us heavy. It keeps us down. It keeps us affected in ways, or affects our health in ways that unfortunately have physical ramifications. Emotions are just labels. When we say I feel sad, I feel bad, or when we describe an emotion as sad, for example, what we're really doing is we're feeling sad in our body and then labeling it. An emotion is the way the mind thinks about a feeling in the body. Feelings come and go in the body. They're kind of like a kaleidoscope. That's how we want to really think about feelings. But what we tend to do is we label a feeling that we don't like and all of a sudden we have it. That's a problem. And the big problem is we just don't understand how to run our bodies, run our mind bodies, we'll call it, because it's not just the physical body. But we certainly don't know how to run our physical bodies. We don't get an operating manual. And so we're a victim of all of these different factors. And that's why recognizing the factors is key if your body is not showing up the way you want it to show up. If you're sick, that's what it means. If you're sick, if your body is showing up the way you, in a way you don't want it to show up, chances are you're not running it correctly. And that means you're not running it correctly from a physical perspective, food, nutrition, movement, oxygen, NRMR, nutrition, respiration, move and rest, from all of those aspects. And that means we're not running it correctly from a mental, emotional aspect perspective, and we're not running it correctly from a spiritual perspective as well. And they all have to be taken advantage of. They have to all have to be leveraged. And the coolest thing of all is we can do it ourselves. When you understand these dimensions, what's the doctor going to do for spiritual disconnection? What's the doctor going to do for lousy thinking? What is the medical model? I want to say doctor. What's the medical model going to do for locking in feelings into emotions and then being stuck in them? There's nothing the medical model can do for any of that stuff. Something as simple as social connections, something as simple as relationships, good relationships can make a difference, a positive difference. What do you think is going to happen when we die? When we're on our deathbeds? When we're on our deathbeds, we're not going to remember how much work we did. We're not going to remember how much financial success we had. We're going to remember our connections to everybody, to each other. Human contacts are a key element to staying healthy. Human contact affects your brain at a young age to the point where you're wired a certain way based on whether or not you get contact. If you don't get enough contact when you're young, your brain wires in a certain way that can create sociopathy and psychopathy for that matter. Emotional problems, cognitive problems, ADD issues in kids show up more in kids who are deprived of nurturing relationships. They do these horrible tests, actually. With monkeys, they just disconnect them from their mother and leave them alone. They don't get touched. And then the monkeys freak out and they wonder why. They don't wonder why. They know it's so-called failure to thrive. There's all kinds of ways that we can leverage our God-given healing ability. That's really the meta message here, the big message, the overriding message, is we have a God-given built-in ability to heal, to regenerate, to be strong, to live, and it doesn't matter what your genetics say. One of the most tragic things that happens in our culture is we have our organs removed because of our genetics. We get drugged because of our genetics. Predispositions, completely oblivious to the fact that genetics turn on and off, blink on and off essentially like a Christmas tree light, like Christmas tree lights. And that to me is really, really good news. I love talking about the skin, because the skin is so quickly reflective because the skin cells turn over so fast. So stress is going to show up on your skin really fast. This is another hidden dimension of healing and hidden dimension of sickness when it comes to health. It's how obsessed we are about the skin and how we're oblivious to the fact that we have so much power over our skin. Like we have so much power over our bodies. It's kind of the story of an elephant where they train elephants. They'll take a baby elephant and they'll tie him to a stake in the ground that's drilled into the ground or hammered into the ground really deeply so it's real solid. And the baby elephant cannot pull the stake. But then when the baby elephant's big, it can easily pull the stake out. But because it's been trained to think it can't pull out the stake, it doesn't even try. If you take a fish in an aquarium and you put a slice of glass or a piece of glass, separate the aquarium into two parts. When the fish, one part that's all water and one part that's got the fish in it, when the fish try to go to the other side, they'll hit the glass. Then you take the glass out, and they're so used to hitting the glass, they don't even bother to try to get to the other side. They kind of on their own. Even though there's no glass, they'll stay right on their side of the aquarium. We get conditioned to believe we're weak. We get conditioned to believe we're unable. We get conditioned to believe we got to go to authorities. We got to count on authorities. Authorities, I say that because it's like somebody is an author of your life. We count on not writing our own story. We don't believe, or we can get conditioned into not believing we can write our own stories. We can write our own health stories. We get conditioned into believing we have no control. And that's why it's so darn important to listen to this program. And that's why it's so darn important to tell everybody about this program and programs like this. And to participate in how your body shows up. And if you're dealing with a chronic long-term disease, this is the best news you could possibly hear. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with your phone calls, 844-236-6010, on the Bright Side right after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once when she had said she prays for him that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 at brightsideben.com on the archive page. We also have news stories and blog posts at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And special shout-out to Jonty Collier for setting up criticalhealthnews.com. That is has become a really awesome website, criticalhealthnews.com. We've got videos up there, a lot of interviews that I've done, and also now we're doing our Moments of Truth videos, little short 60 to 90-second blurbs on a health topic or two that I like to, that just kind of strikes my fancy. There's always something interesting to talk about. And the idea that it's 60 seconds makes it real easy. I try to pack as much information in a little 60-second video as I can. I like to pack information. I like all my stuff to be really information-intensive. This is probably, I can imagine if you're not used to hearing about nutrition that this radio program is pretty intense. And that's probably why it's an acquired taste, we'll say that. If you're listening to this program, you like information. I like giving information. Every program here is information intense. If you go to our archives, you're going to get the best nutrition education. I've had people tell me it's as good as they've gotten in nutrition school or better. And I know there's a lot of students listening to this because I try to pack as much information, and then I also try to make it as easy to understand as possible because I believe that it should be easy to understand. Because health shouldn't be that complicated. Yeah, it's fascinating at the most intricate levels if you really want to get into the molecular nature and the quantum nature and the atomic nature and the real, you know, get in the weeds. It's definitely fascinating, but you don't need to know any of that stuff. If you just want to leverage the amazing regenerating and healing and longevity-promoting properties that are built into the human body. All right, we'll get your calls here in a sec. 844-236-6010 is our number. New decade, new hope. Alzheimer's vaccine almost ready for human trials. How do you like that? This is from the University of California, Irvine. Researchers believe that immunotherapy combination vaccine should be ready for human trials in the next few years. The initial version of the vaccine was created in South Australia. And it works by removing brain plaque, the tau protein. That's the protein you always hear about, the brain plaque that has been linked to Alzheimer's. Yes, there is brain plaque in the brain when you have Alzheimer's. That's true. Plaque is what causes the issue, or plaque is the most direct cause of the issue. But the plaque itself is caused by something. Amyloid plaques are reflective of an issue called amyloidosis that happens everywhere in the body. Amyloidosis doesn't just happen in the brain. Amyloidosis is fibrosis because amyloid is a fiber. So stick the word fiber in for amyloid and you get fibrosis. And this is a way we die. It's a way we degenerate. It's what happens as we get older. Why does it happen? Why does amyloidosis occur? Why does fibrosis occur? What's the function of it? It just randomly occurs? There's like amyloidosis angels that sprinkle amyloidosis dust on the top of your head from the invisible ethers and you get amyloidosis? No. It's a sign of damage, and actually it's a sign of repair, which itself is a sign of damage. This notion of repair and damage and inflammation and protection and defensiveness and immunity, you can lump it all into this one category of ways the body responds to bad guys. That's simply, I know that sounds cartoonish, but that's basically what it is, bad guys. As George W. Bush famously said, evildoers. Those who would do evil, except it's that which would do evil. Lousy food, drugs, air, lousy thinking. All of these things build up and they start to degenerate the body. They start to create a deteriorating degenerative condition. The body responds to this degenerative condition with, guess what? Fibers, fibrosis, amyloidosis. If you have a destruction in a little bit different part of your brain, you have something called Parkinson's disease. If it happens to the right, it's Alzheimer's or it's dementia. If it happens to in a little bit to the left, you call it Parkinson's. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And by the way, if you take Sinemet for Parkinson's disease, you have a higher risk of fibrosis. If you take Sinemet, you have a higher risk of having fibrosis. Yes. If you try to take drugs, to deal with a health challenge, you exacerbate the problems. This is the issue. People with Parkinson's disease have fibrosis and have high rates of fibrosis in other parts of their body. People with Parkinson's disease have high rates of pulmonary fibrosis, cardiac fibrosis. They're basically degenerating. These are degenerative conditions that follow the bad guys. These are repair mechanisms that follow the degenerative conditions that follow the bad guys. So what does this vaccine do? It eliminates the Band-Aid. It doesn't do anything for the deteriorating brain. It just eliminates the Band-Aid. This is the logic, or lack of logic, that we use. And if you understand this logically, you could see why it's not going to work. Guess what? That vaccine ain't going to work. They've had them before. This one's not going to work either. Vaccines aren't going to work. Drugs aren't going to work for Alzheimer's because you can't have a vaccine against deterioration. That's why cancer, there's not going to be a cancer cure or cancer vaccine either, because that is the end result of breakdown, cellular breakdown. You can't vaccinate against cellular breakdown. You can't have a drug against cellular breakdown. That's lifestyle. That's as simple as it gets, folks. 844-236-6010 is our number here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cozy in New Jersey. Is this Coach Cozy?
Hey, long what's lost. Going on?
Coach Cozy, long lost. I've been watching your Instagrams.
Nice.
You're doing some good stuff, Coach Cozy. Give yourself a plug. Tell people how they can get a hold of you or see your stuff.
Yes, thank you. I'm at Instagram.com/CozisWellness. That's K-O-Z-I-S, Wellness. I just want to, today I'm just reaching out because I want to put out an alert for health freedom, people who believe in health freedom. There's a bill right now in New Jersey on the governor's desk that seeks to control free speech about health and wellness, especially about what people eat. So I thought of you, Ben, and all your listeners. They want to control free speech. Basically, if you're not a registered dietitian, okay?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Only registered dietitians?
And he's about to sign it. It's on his desk.
No.
So you guys,
I couldn't do my radio show. I couldn't do my radio show there.
Yeah. So no pharmacist couldn't speak about it. A doctor couldn't speak about it. A naturopathic doctor. That language will be regulated. I mean, it's unconstitutional. So I'm sure it'll be, if it goes to the courts, they're gonna knock it down. But by the time you get to the Supreme Court and all this nonsense,
This is only in New Jersey, though. This is only in New Jersey.
Only in New Jersey, but if that passes in New Jersey, that could set the precedent.
Of course it could.
States.
Of course it could. And not only that, but if I do my radio show in New Jersey, I would somehow be liable for New Jersey law.
You would be sued or like criminally or who knows? I mean, I don't know.
So they can come and get me even in Colorado. I wonder if they can come and get me even in Colorado, or and not just me, but anybody.
No, they wouldn't do that. But they probably would tell you like you can't. They would cut like New Jersey. If you were on the air,
Coach Cozy, listen. When there's fraud committed, I know states can actually go to other states. I know that, and fraud. So I don't know.
Hang on a second, man.
Hang on, Coach Cozy.
Yeah,
we got to take a break.
All right.
Yeah, and Coach Cozy's got some good stuff, guys. Check it out. Instagram. Check out his Instagram stuff and also Facebook, I think, too. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Lines open, 844-236-6010. We're talking to my buddy Coach Cozy out in New York or New Jersey. Where are you, Cozy? You're in New York.
So I'm in New York. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But it's a New Jersey bill. And New Jersey yes. Bill, sponsored by the American Dietetic Association, no doubt, or supported by them, no doubt.
Of course.
And that's going to give dietitians, and let me tell you something, I like dietitians. I have friends who are dietitians, but man, they got some bad things to say, bad information. You don't want to follow dietitians' advice, and for the most part.
Yeah,
for the most
and
part.
It's not their fault. You know, that's what
it's not their fault. No. They want to help people. But you know what? Sometimes they get a little arrogant about it. You know, and I don't know, maybe I do too, so I don't say that. But sometimes they, you know, they promote the party line just because they were taught that, but they don't necessarily understand the chemistry. That's why, Cozy, I think it's important to understand what's happening in the body. That's why I do this. Otherwise, you fall victim for, like, paradigms and models that are wrong or jargon or dogma. You know, if you don't really understand what's going on, that's when we fall for dogma. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, like, you know, I went to school and I was taught nutrition, you know, the mainstream way. And, you know, when I was going to school, I was like, wait a minute, something doesn't sound right. So the whole cholesterol thing, I was learning about biology, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking, wait, they just taught us that every cell in your body, you know, has cholesterol, cell membrane, right?
Right, right. And they want to stop
the brain.
Right.
That's hormones that are created by it. And, you know, there's so much with cholesterol. You know, you speak about it a lot, vitamin D connection and, you know, everything.
It's not even, it's cholesterol, you know, vitamin D and all these things that you say come from cholesterol. They are cholesterol, Cozy. They literally are cholesterol with a little tweak. With a little tweak to become vitamin D.
It's a raw material.
It's like the chassis. It's the chassis, and then you make a Taurus. You know how they make a Jaguar and a Taurus out of the same chassis? You ever hear that? You know, Ford makes the Jag. Right? It's the same deal. It's a chassis. And then it gets accessorized to make vitamin D and other things. But why would you stop the body from making the chassis? It's craziness. And so now we're going to have all that dogma is going to be codified. It's going to be memorialized.
Yeah. And imagine all this crap they used to tell us. You know, don't eat saturated fat. You know, don't eat coconut oil. Don't. And these are the people we're going to listen to. I mean, this is insane. So this is why health and nutrition should never be regulated. You know, you should let the people.
Caveat emptor. Let the people decide. And yes, there will be some people who make bad decisions. But you know what? You learn to make good decisions. Then you become become well armed with information.
You
don't want to control information. You don't want to control information.
Don't listen to Pharmacist Ben. Like, who are they to sell that, to say
right.
that? Or don't
right.
listen to Cozy. Don't listen to, you know, Dr. Wallach. Don't, you know.
Yeah.
So let the people choose, and we'll see who's healthier.
That's exactly right. That's exactly good. Well said, Cozy. All right. Good to talk to you, man. I want to get some more calls in here. Take care. Happy New Year, Cozy. Nice to talk.
Happy New Year, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you for all the stuff you're doing. You're doing amazing
stuff.
Yeah,
and just one thing, just to let you guys know, how to get, just call the governor's office. It's easy to Google. If I could just quickly say, go to newjersey.gov/governor/contact. If that's too hard, just go to Instagram.com, Cozis Wellness, and you'll find it.
Who's the governor there now? Who is the governor of New Jersey?
Governor Murphy.
All right. Good. Thanks, Cozy. Take care, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Bob in Minnesota. Good morning. Welcome to the bright side. What's going on?
Happy New Year, Ben. I'm still on the green side.
What's that?
I'm still on the green side.
You're on the green side. No, you're on the bright side.
No. Either you're on the green side or you're dead and buried.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but I'm sure something good. What's going on?
On to my question.
Yes, sir.
Frostbite.
Frostbite.
Now, you mentioned that the skin turns over, 4 to 8 weeks based on your age, so you're regenerating cells. Is that the same
epidermis, the surface of the skin, the epidermis. I'm talking about turns over, not the skin. I probably did say skin, actually, but it's technically the epidermis. The dermis doesn't turn over that fast. The dermis takes a little longer.
Well, my question is
nasty stuff.
Yeah,
Have you ever had it?
No, I never had it, but I had friends when I was a kid that had it, and they had to be so careful for years and years and years later because any kind of cold, you'd get that white patch on your face where the phosphate was. Now, you know, there's different varying degrees of frostbite because if it gets dark and was already foregone conclusion. But when it comes to when it just kind of turns white and yet it goes away, you get your color back in your skin when you're in a warm building.
That's not frostbite. That's not frostbite, the color thing.
Frostbite. Okay, but, you know,
yeah.
When you get that white patch because you've been out in the cold too long and that's been chilled to a point where you've done some damage, haven't you?
I don't know necessarily if it comes. You can tell if it comes back or not. If it comes back or not is the damage.
It does. Yeah, it comes back. You know, if you go back on the cold again, you know, and years later you'd see that white patch, but yet they get the full color back in their skin when they're inside.
Yeah, I don't think that's frostbite. Frostbite is damage.
Oh.
Frostbite is damage to the tissue, the epidermis and even the dermis, depending on how bad the frostbite is. There's three stages of frostbite. I mean, I shouldn't be telling you about frostbite. You're in Minnesota. You probably know more about it. But there's different stages. The first stage is kind of like it's an irritant more than anything else. You know, it's an irritation. So I suppose you might be talking about that, like real mild frostbite. But technically, the big stuff is the blisters, which is second-degree frostbite, and then the real bad stuff is when you just damage everything. That's the real hideous stuff. So you may be talking about a mild frostbite, technically.
Usually, it's some
irritation. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the irritation, does that eventually go away on its own?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Irritation.
That white patch, I mean, it takes years. I mean, I've known friends where it took years where you'd still see that white patch if they didn't put a scarf over their face.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, to tell you the truth, but that sounds more like it's neurological or circulatory than it is skin to me. Because damage is damage. It's like you ripped a piece of paper. It takes a while for the paper to heal. You know, you rip something. So there's a healing process that's involved, a regenerative process that's involved. But your sounds to me more circulatory or neurological, Bobby. But I shouldn't be talking about, you know, I've never actually seen frostbite. I've only seen pictures of it. I've never seen somebody actually have it. Have you?
Yeah. So the thing of it is, though, is that first stage, though, technically, it probably would heal itself. But can you hasten the healing with, dry needling by kind of like stimulating cell growth underneath?
Well, let's assume you're talking about damage. Yes, absolutely, 100%. Assuming there's damage, absolutely, 100%, you can heal it if it's damaged. Now, if it's damaged, vitamin C is probably the most important orally and topically, both.
And then also zinc, orally and topically for that matter. Probably the two most important things you could do for damage. But then long-term hyaluronic acid supplements, bone broth protein supplements, all the connective tissue building supplements are going to be helpful. Anything that's going to involve healing and also eliminating things that don't. It's basically the same thing you have to do if you have heart disease or osteoporosis or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. It's the same thing. You're rebuilding the body. That's how you want to look at healing. Rebuilding. Rebuilding the body, giving it the literal raw materials, the rocks and the cement and the concrete, and giving it the biochemical raw materials, the micronutrients, the vitamins and the minerals as well. All that. You want to build constitutively and metabolically. That is the raw materials, hyaluronic acid, essential fatty acids, protein, etc., and then the micronutrients. Hey, Bob, I want you one more call in real quick, okay? Thanks so much. I appreciate your call from Minnesota. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you there, buddy. Hey, Mark, in New Jersey, what is going on, buddy? How you doing?
Dr. Ben, how you making out, buddy? Happy New Year.
Just a pharmacist. Just a little pharmacist.
Little pharmacist. When I say doctor, I'm teacher.
You mean
and
teacher.
You're the better one on earth.
Doctor means teacher.
You are the king of education.
You think? In the body, maybe. I like that. Thank you.
Hey, what else is there? I mean, you know, we've got to take care of ourselves. And you're the guru.
I appreciate you saying that. That sets me up for failure there a little bit, so I don't know if I want to own it entirely. But I do take it as a compliment, so thank you so much.
Well,
what's going on today?
We all appreciate it, so thank you. And happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
I'm calling in about my AFib.
Okay.
Diagnosed back in September, didn't even realize it, and I was beating at 190 beats a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Long story short is no discernible reason why. I guess they're chalking it up to lone AFib. And then I do everything by the book, as far as
AFib is a sign that AFib is a sign that the body's in duress.
Yeah.
And there's various factors that are involved in that, but basically it's calming the body down. Nobody gets AFib in the bathtub.
No.
You don't get AFib in the bathtub. You get AFib when something triggers it. But when you're relaxed, you don't get it. Nobody gets AFib when they're completely relaxed. So all the relaxation strategies. Now, there's so many things there here. Keep your blood sugar low, mental relaxation strategies, meditation, deep breathing, slow, deep rhythmic breathing, SDR breathing, and making sure you're using nutrients to help you stabilize your sugars, and also fatty nutrients, vitamin E and omega-3 fatty acids, the B vitamins, electrolytes. There's so many things, Mark. If you can call back tomorrow, or I might even do a moment of truth on that now that I think about it. But I'd love it if you call back tomorrow.
I mean,
I'm out of time.
Yeah, I'd like to link up with you even if it's off air.
That'd be great. You can always send an email, ben@ksco.com. Thanks, Mark. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Compliment your